So great to be learning together, Sharei HaRaz, Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to talk about the Sephardic practice for the Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol. And this is different minhagim in different communities. I know amongst Ashkenazim, it's all accepted. We read from the last perek in Malachi about Hinei Shalechem Adel Yon Avi, but there are different practices in the Sephardic community. I listened to a recording about the Syrian custom. The Syrian custom is clearly... Or it seems that it's clearly, at least from this recording, that they do not say this. So they don't say the special Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol. They say the regular Haftarah for Parashat Tzav. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara actually does not set out a special Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol. There's no mention of Shabbat HaGadol in the Mishnah, the Gemara. The first mention of there being a special Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol is actually in Rashi in his Sefer HaPardes, which is very, very interesting. And you find through the generations or others that mention this as well, that the Mateh Moshe. And of course, you know, it's because we speak about Gula and Mitzrayim, Gula from Mitzrayim, so we speak about our Gula with Eliyahu Navi. Now, another reason to possibly read this Haftarah is that including the Haftarah, as we say, Hey, Viyot Kol Maaser, Beit HaOtzad, it's time to bring all of your Maaser. And in the fourth and seventh years of the Shemitah cycle, this is the first year of the Shemitah cycle. Last year was the Shemitah year. And this means, of course, this year, the first year in the Shemitah cycle. We're supposed to do Biur Maaser. Now it's time in Erev Pesach to do Biur Maaser. So it makes sense to say, Yevud Kol Maaser. The only thing is that Rav Adya does note in his nice review of this topic over here in Chelek Aleph of Yechavadat, Siman Gimel, this is up for grabs, the machloket between Tosfot and the Rambam at the end of the day, and really goes back much earlier than that. When did Vidui Maaser, when did Biur Maaser take place? Did it take place on Erev Pesach, or did it take place on Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach? So that's also an interesting issue. So this is an explanation for the special Shabbat we run Shabbat Gadol would make sense if you hold like the opinions that say that the Vidui Masrot, not the Vidui, again, the Biur Masrot, getting rid of distributing of all the grain that you have to the Kohen and Levi, and it needs to be distributed, that should take place on Erev Pesach. This explanation works well if you say that took place on Erev Pesach. Now this whole discussion, whether back and forth, is complicated by another point, is that there's opinions that make up Sharah that normally you read Haftarah of Parashat Tzav. It's going to be this week or whatever the Parashat is going to be. Shana Mu'ber is not going to be Parashat Tzav, and on Shana Mu'ber will be Parashat Tzav. It will be, if I'm not mistaken, I think Parashat Acharimot in a year that is not a Shana Mu'beret. Or it'll be Parashat Tezriyah Mitzorah before whatever. But some of the minhag that you will read that the only when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat, you read the special Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol, which is very, very interesting. Maybe because it's so close to Pesach, then already you're going to be speaking about Eliyahu Navi, which is really quite interesting. Now, Rav Yisra Palaji in his Yafel Alev says the minhag in Izmir in Turkey was not to say the special after Rav Shabbat HaGadol, even when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbat. And he writes, that's the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. However, Rav Adya quotes other Sfarim that say that the minhag of pretty much all the Batei Knesset in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is to say the special Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol, which mentions Eliyahu Navi. And he even quotes Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tikhachinsky, he says for Eretz Yisrael, that would seem only to prove the Ashkenazi custom. Okay, whatever, he quotes this in this context, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tikhachinsky, which is interesting. But what I think really clinches it for Rav Avadya is that Moran Achida, he loves Moran Achida, he writes that the Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol is a special reading in the last parak of Malachi, and so Rav Adya says, look, the Kavah Chaim says that the different minhagim, there's no minhag kavua, each kahal should do what their community does, but he says what he prefers is the Haftarah, which talks about Eliyahu Navi, And as Rashi says, even though it has roots in amongst Ashkenazim, still Rav Avadya likes it. And can you imagine? We certainly, it makes sense, because what you're doing is you're saying that Pesach, you're making a whole different Pesach. You're announcing that Pesach is not just about the Geula from Mitzrayim, it's about the Geula from our Geula as well. Remember, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ekhiya Asher Ekhiya, I'll be with you, I'll be with you, I'll be with you with this Tzara and a future Tzara, he'll redeem us. And so it's reassuring us, Geula Mitzrayim, of the Geula of from our Geula, and it's especially, it says Rabbi Akiva, we follow Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Tarfon, that the Seder that we not only make the bracha at the end of Magid of thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim, we also put in a plea Ken Yagienu to be able to have the Beit Mikdash, that we're going to be offering Korban Pesach in the Beit Mikdash. So our Geula definitely is a focus on Pesach, and therefore Rav Avadya says really loves the idea of reading the after, especially after Rav Malachi for Shabbat Gadol. And this way, emphasizing this for our Geula as well. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyut.